Welcome back to Word Balloon, the comic book conversation show. This is John Suntress. Instead of those marathon episodes that I've been doing lately, today's episode is going to be a brief one. There's been a lot of technical difficulties that I've been going through in the last 7 days, and I do have some big interviews coming up, but I wanted to present this one by itself for a couple reasons. It's the 100 Bullets team, Brian Azzarello, Dave Johnson, and Eduardo Risso. They were at the Chicago Comic-Con last week, and it was an excellent convention, I have to say, and it was great that they were the special guests. Eduardo had some amazing prints, and I was able to sit down with them for about 15 minutes and talk about their upcoming project, Spaceman, and also talk more about Batman, the Flashpoint series, Night of Vengeance, that they just wrapped up. You'll remember just a couple weeks ago we released Brian's interview about that, but now with all the secrets out and the story revealed, we can go a little bit more in depth. And it was great to hear not only Eduardo's views on the story, but also Dave's involvement, things like the Wayne Casino idea and the different designs that Dave came up with not only for the covers, but also for some of the tchotchkes that were given out, like the poker chips at various conventions. There was something wrong with my recorder, and while the sound was recorded, it was recorded very low, so I had to bring up the volume. And because of that, there's some surface noise on the recording. It's clear you can hear everybody, but I have to admit it's not one of the great recordings that Word Balloon has been known for lately. So I do apologize, but I did feel that this was such a special show, I wanted to get it out there and give it so that people could enjoy it. So without further ado, here's the 100 Bullets team, Dave Johnson, Brian Azzarello, Eduardo Risso on Word Balloon.
Well, I'm very excited because I've got the crew that was responsible for not only 100 Bullets, but the recent Batman Flashpoint, Night of Vengeance. All right, I wanted to make sure. As Brian Azzarello nods appreciatively, I have Brian Azzarello, Eduardo Risso, and Dave Johnson. It's great to see all of you. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, very cool.
An appreciative nod either.
All right, I'm used to Brian obstinates. Eduardo, tell me about drawing Batman as Thomas Wayne as opposed to Bruce Wayne.
Wow. Always. Was an amazing surprise to me. Also, I consider this last job a brilliant, especially because Brian, the script is amazing. I recommend it to read.
I think the good news is a lot of readers are recommending it to their friends, and it was a good surprise.
Yes.
You know, it's everything from the choices that Brian made with some
and
of the
Joker also.
Well, yes, and tell me, that's what I was getting to. Please tell me, you know, and for people who haven't read it, maybe we should, but the your take on the Joker was very interesting. And all right, there we go. Excellent. All right, good. All right, the veil's off then. Martha Wayne as the Joker. How,
yes,
that very subtle first chapter, not to give it away, and then the reveal at the end was,
yes,
exactly, incredible.
Yeah, I absolutely. And actually, as an artist, I enjoy it a lot. Always enjoy, especially working with these guys. I think we have a very good team.
Absolutely.
I love the covers.
Yes.
I love it because there is a sale, you know, in our jobs. It's very easy to identify in our jobs in the store.
And Dave, let's
hold
talk.
I'm going to pay him money now.
All right, while you're getting your wallet out, let me ask you about the covers. One of the fun things is, and it's, I don't know how throwaway it is, Brian, but the whole Wayne Casino thing. I mean, that's obviously such a great thing. And all the great little knickknacks that they've been giving away at the conventions, plus the covers themselves, and that whole idea of Wayne Casino is fantastic. Did you design all the Wayne Casino stuff?
Well, I mean, I didn't come up with the idea of it,
sure,
honestly. Yeah. But, yeah, when I thought, well, what better way to represent a casino than to put dice and casino chips, and I designed up the logo, and DZ contacted me and said, you know, we want to turn those into actual casino chips. Can you send us the file? And I was like, yeah, okay. You know, so that was an interesting, I've never really had that happen before. So
did you guys all get like big racks and stuff like that? So if you want to play poker, you could probably like play a game or whatever.
Nope, no.
That sucks.
That's ridiculous. You guys should do.
I don't have enough to bet a hand right now.
I had to get mine from him.
Real?
So,
wow.
Yeah, DC didn't even send me
any. See, Mike Carlin was cool. He gave me one in San Diego. He gave me one of the dollar ones, but I saw them all, obviously, over the course of the week and everything. What made you think of Thomas Wayne going from doctor to, you know, de facto Donald Trump?
Or is that not him?
Donald Trump? Oh, Donald Trump's a pussy, man. Thomas Wayne is not Donald Trump.
So was there a casino owner in mind, or just, like, what made you think casino and everything as opposed to tortured doctor or whatever?
Because casino owner is more interesting than tortured doctor.
Was there any type of, like,
what a great way to fund crime. What a great way to make money, you know?
Okay.
Fund a war on crime.
Absolutely.
By having... you know, criminals and ne'er-do-wells funding their own destruction.
There's like a whole backstory that I guess you really could go from that moment in Crime Alley to where the story starts that would be really interesting to explore. That's the thing, guys. It's this really compact story. But honestly, of all the tie-ins and stuff, I think it made the biggest splash. And, yeah, I just think there's certainly... I know a lot of people that would probably like to explore that kind of reality even further than what you gave us in three issues.
Yeah.
Would you want to do that?
Nobody
does.
No. We told the story. You know, it's done. We're done.
Now, you're not done because, well, actually, you're done with the story, but I understand talking to you this weekend, it will be collected in some fashion?
Sure, it'll be collected, yeah. I'm not certain how. I mean, I think it's going to be some flashpoint. The world of Batman, so any other sort of Gotham-y stuff in Flashpoint will be collected with this.
Cool. Dave, before we talk about Spaceman, I want to ask about your involvement with the new 52. I see a lot of covers. How many covers have you got of those?
Well, I didn't even know I was doing anything for 52. They just called up and said, hey, we need a Green Lantern cover with a ring with blood on it, which, of course, I was like, yeah, I can do that. But then I sat down and I was like, well, yeah, that would look really horrible if I did a bad job. And I think what I did, people seemed to like. And then they called back and said, hey, now we need a Green Lantern fist with blood on it. And I'm like, all right, you know, so I did that. I didn't even know what they were for.
Okay.
And, you know, I guess they wanted to do that because they didn't want to reveal Green Lantern's costume before solicits. So I think that's why it was such vague covers. And I'm doing one more with a bunch of Green Lanterns on spikes. I have no idea what the story is.
Interesting.
They just told me what they wanted, and I'm like, all right, yeah, I guess I can do that. So
that's a big contrast from working with these guys, I would imagine, in terms of, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I'm not as invested in these Green Lantern covers as I am with these guys. So, you know, I thought they were just one-offs, and they keep coming back for another one and another one. And I'm like, okay. Once again, I thought they were for promotion. I didn't even know they were for actual covers until they showed up on covers. So it's, yeah. But that's about all my involvement. I have no other connection to it whatsoever.
Okay.
So,
Eduardo, you got Spaceman coming up. And you were selling at the convention great prints of not only the 100 Bullets cast, which is amazing, wonderful print, but I really enjoyed seeing your Superman prints, Batman. Did that first wave? Oh, that was an alternate. Was that an alternative cover thing,
yeah,
of Batman, Doc Savage, and the Spirit?
Yeah.
Okay, and like your Captain America too. Would you ever want to do more sequential superhero stuff?
I don't know. It's a challenge for me, a superhero. So very challenging.
Okay.
I didn't used to read superheroes,
sure,
in my childhood, you know. I prefer to do something like author job. You know?
Okay.
Well, Spaceman is our next challenge, really, because it's a science fiction.
Yeah.
No,
I
science.
Science.
Science. Science Hill.
Science Hill.
Yeah.
I like it. All right.
And I
heard you tell Brian this weekend that the look of Spaceman is mutating further.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's like I love to do it. I mean, suppose that you are growing up, and well, you are not with the characters. I love to do that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Brian, we talked about it in our past interview, but Spaceman, these are super soldiers that essentially, some sort of genetically made people for a specific space purpose.
Get to Mars.
Right, to get to Mars, and then the funding is canceled. That's really kind of reflecting what's going on today. I mean, this could really be a year or two from now, kind of, right?
If they are growing babies, and if NASA's growing babies in test tubes, yes, it would be,
hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Right now, we can't send a manned craft to Mars because
right.
We would lose our the bone density. We would lose. So
yeah. Yeah, he was saying that even if it was like a rotating capsule with artificial gravity, he was saying that they still lose bone density for some reason.
Wow. Okay.
So,
wow, I had no idea. Very amazing.
Yeah.
Is that why the proposed moon base to Mars would be a shorter trip, and therefore, isn't that like kind of the long-term theoretical goal, or I guess they're hoping to work out the bone density thing by the time a moon base is established? I don't know.
Neither do I.
All right.
Just a comic book writer, not a scientist.
Yeah. All right. But I always do like when you guys do kind of dip into, whatever problems obviously exist today and how to solve them, and it's interesting to see this. Cologne from Garib Sheamus. I liked it. I thought that was cool. All right. So Spaceman is starting in October?
Yeah.
Cool. And 8-ish?
Nine.
9 issues? Okay. And Dave, I haven't seen any images yet as far as covers. It started in Strange Adventures, the anthology. So, oh, awesome. There we go.
Which is great for the podcast.
I was going to ask you. I don't know if they're, are they... Yeah, actually, if you would, that'd be awesome, man. We'll put them up on the on the website. Okay, I like when he does that. All right, excellent.
Well, I don't.
Well, and I'm glad to see too. I guess Vertigo really isn't part of this 52 initiative, but it's nice to hear that all these neat things are coming from Vertigo. Yes, fantastic! Wow. No, wait till you see this one, kids. You're gonna love it.
I kept it really vague because
that's great, man.
There was hardly any artwork to pull from.
Okay.
And also we talked about doing covers more like the old days of paperback novels, like Richard Powers, where it was just a weird image and it drew you in. It didn't have, usually it had nothing to do with the actual book, but it looked cool. So that's kind of the vibe that I personally want to try to do with this cover run. So.
And I can see it in the colors as well. I mean, those are kind of those classic sci-fi paperback colors.
Yeah. Little dingy, I love the fact that, like when paperback novels came out, they were nice and clean. But by the time I get to see them, they're usually yellowed and they got dog-eared. And I sometimes put that on the cover because I like the way that looks. It just looks more authentic,
Awesome. All right, I'm going to get into lightning round now because I told you guys 15 minutes and we're getting close to it. So, Dave, you got Venture Brothers. You did an episode of Venture Brothers coming up for the new season.
I worked on that. Did a bunch of still images that were supposed to be photographs, so they're not going to be redrawn or animated. So when you see the episode, it's basically an episode about the this music video that the Shallow Gravy, the band, does, and it's kind of like a behind the music. So these photos are like when the film cameras weren't there, you had photos. So yeah, it was a big thrill. They actually called me up and wanted me to work on it. I'm like, wow, are you kidding? I love this show.
Absolutely. So. No, I can totally see your sensibility fitting in with them, so that's great. And I've really enjoyed what you've been doing too on the Punisher Max series with Steve Dillon and Jason Aaron and stuff. Great covers.
Yeah, thanks. It's a shame that it's going to come to a conclusion. But I'm transitioning over to a Nick Fury book that Garth Ennis and Gordon Parloff are doing. So.
Will it be a Max book of...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's that Max Nick Fury, Flint the old Yeah. Middle-aged Nick Fury, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's him thinking, I, from what I understand, it's his adventures back in the 60s, like Bay of Pigs. And,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be superhero as much as it's going to be like CIA.
Yeah, pure spy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Very, very cool. And Eduardo, I wanted to reach back and talk about the great Kingpin story that you did with Greg Rucka. And
oh, it was, what?
Yes.
Tangled what?
Tangled
what,
yes.
The Spider-Man.
Yes. I mean, although really more about the Kingpin and his henchmen.
Yeah.
So.
So it was another job I enjoyed a lot. When I started enjoying it, it was done.
You know? Oh, it's that.
It was too short for me. Yes, but it was amazing story.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that Brian keeps convincing you to stay with him, and it seems like he keeps coming up with good ideas that get you excited.
He's my father. In American comics? Yeah, but come on. That's, you and Axel.
But it's great. Oh, and Axel, too. Axel,
yeah,
Axel.
Absolutely.
That's really nice.
You have some ugly parents.
And one of the reasons why, maybe not to go too far in the future, Brian, but that Spaceman is, and we talked about this actually in the other interview, is only 9 issues for now, is you've got other genres and other kind of ideas that you'd like, I'm assuming, the three of you guys to do, and also your colorist. And I always forget your colorist name, excuse me.
Trish Mulvaugh.
Yeah. Okay, Trish Mulvaugh, yeah. And it's great keeping you.
Robin.
Yeah. Your letterer. Very cool. Excellent. Clem Robbins as well. So it really is. It's great that you guys are, you know, enjoying working together for so long. And staying together and coming up with, you know, more neat stuff. So, genre, you what, tease little genres of Beyond Spaceman that you'll be playing with?
No.
listen to the last word balloon, and actually, there you go, see? So, it's great. Brian, you know,
listen to the other one. I'm trying to keep them on your site for you.
There you go, man. So, and once Wonder Woman is out in the first issue, I'm going to bug you and Cliff and have you together. So we'll have this kind of beautiful dynamic again. That'll be nice.
Looking forward to
it. Yeah, no, you're not.
But you always come back, and I appreciate that, so that's cool. So it's a pleasure meeting you this weekend. Seriously, thank you, Eduardo.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. The festival was awesome.
Excellent. No, you guys had a lot of a big line at Sunday, and I'm going to make you guys need to get back, and I'm sure there'll be people waiting. You had really beautiful prints, and everything's going great. Dave, it's great seeing you again, man.
Good seeing you too, man.
And keep it up, and you can come back for a long time talk as well, and we got new things to talk about. So.
And next time I see you, I fully expect for you to pay that $500 back to me.
All right. In Wayne Casino Chips.
Yes.
How's that?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys.
Sure, John.
So there you go. Back to business with the next episode, but it was a great chance to talk with the 100 Bullets guys, and really looking forward to Spaceman, which starts in October, a 9-issue series, beautiful art that I've already seen, and we're all in for a treat. If you read Strange Adventures, the anthology, that's where the preview was for that, but really looking forward to this new series from Azzarello, Risso, and Johnson. That'll do it for this edition of Word Balloon. John Suntra saying thanks. Back to the long-form interviews with our next episode, but appreciate your patience with this one. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you next week with a brand new interview on Word Balloon. Questions or comments about the show, reach me via email, john@wordballoon.com, or you can Twitter me, John Word Balloon, or talk to me via Facebook under my name, John Suntris. And, of course, I'm on Google+, too, under John Suntris. So thanks again for listening. Until next time, Word Balloon is a copyright feature of Shaky Productions. Copyright 2011.